From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We learned this morning of the death of author Robert McCloskey, whose books have been fixtures on children's shelves for more than half a century. Nowhere is McCloskey more fondly remembered than in Boston, the setting for his Caldecott Medal-winning Make Way for Ducklings. It's the story of Mr. and Mrs. Mallard's quest for a nice nesting spot to raise their flock. Jack, Cack, Lack, Mac, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack. And also about Officer Mike, who stops traffic so the ducklings can cross a busy street. Reporter Sean Cole of member station WBUR picked up a copy of the book today and headed for the bronze statues of the famous ducklings in Boston's public garden.
When I got there, the garden was like a page right out of the story. The swan boats lazily rowed families around on the pond, and at the water's edge, three generations of the Shapiro family, Valia and Robert, their daughter Jennifer, and her daughter Layla, were feeding the ducks. They said they were sad about the news. We leafed through my new copy of the book as we talked.
We gave it to our son to read,
really?
And now we're here with our grandchildren. So there's a tradition. And my husband tells me that when he was a little boy, he used to come here. So that's three generations.
What's your favorite part of the book, Layla?
I like when they swim to the other duck.
Ah. Remember him, Officer Mike?
What is your favorite, Robert? What part do you like?
I haven't read it in a long time. I think when they finally find their home, it's really exciting to see all the different pictures of Boston.
I like when the mommy duck crosses the street.
Remember, we used to go in
duck.
Through this gate on the corner of Charles and Beacon Street.
Right.
We give it to all our friends from other places, other countries, you know.
All right, Layla, let's go find the statues. Come on.
Let's go look at the statues.
The Make Way for Ducklings statues are on the other end of the park from the pond. It seemed like everyone there was thinking about Robert McCloskey. Parents were posing their kids on Jack and the other ducklings' backs and taking pictures.
Kelly, look, Brenda's back there, and hi, and everybody pick a duck.
One of the first things my daughter learned to say was Jack, Cack, Lack, Mac, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack.
This is Natalie Wodzinski. She says she grew up taking the book out of the library. In fact, she had brought her own paperback edition of it to the garden with her.
We didn't know that he passed away. And we have my little daughter, Helen, over here. And we didn't even know until she was sitting on one of the duckling statues. One of the mothers just told us that he had passed away. So very sad.
Wodzinski wondered out loud how old McCloskey was. And a British woman on a neighboring bench called out, 88. For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole in Boston.